This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Constructed the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles even if they are launched from other sides of the world and even if they are launched from space. And we will have the best system ever built. As you know, we helped Israel with theirs and it was very successful. And now we have technology that's even far advanced from that, but including hypersonic missiles, ballistic missiles, and advanced cruise missiles. All of them will be knocked out of the air. We will truly be completing the job that President Reagan started 40 years ago, forever ending the missile threat to the American homeland, and the success rate is very close to 100%, which is...
Wow, pretty amazing. President Trump yesterday talking about the Golden Dome and referencing Ronald Reagan and the Strategic Defense Initiative and all of that stuff. I don't know. He says he can get it done in a hurry. We got Mike Hahn on the line this morning. He is a GOP strategist, former Trump campaign social media director. And Mike, welcome in.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Absolutely. So I did hear the president's comments, and he goes, yeah, and by the way, you know, Canada wants to be under the dome, too, but I told him they can only do that if they're the 51st state.
Yeah, this is the art of the deal, right?
Yeah.
Donald Trump wants something, he's going to make you come to the table and negotiate. So, I mean, look, if I'm Canada, I'm looking at either a really large price tag of $61 billion, or I could become part of the greatest nation on earth. And be fully protected by external threats from China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. I think I know what I'm taking here. So, look, I think President Trump, at the end of the day, is statehood likely for Canada? Probably not. But you know what is likely is cooperation. So Canada will come to the table on trade, and they're certainly going to come to the table on the Golden Dome because they need protection. And they also can't have bad trade relations with the strongest economy in the Northern Hemisphere, and that's the United States.
I'm just surprised that Donald Trump has even discussed the idea of Canada becoming the 51st state, although I agree with you. I don't think that's ever going to happen. And I say that because Canada is very liberal. There's some very crazy policies there. And you think about the impact that could have here in the United States and specifically the makeup of the Electoral College. I mean, do we really want that?
Yeah, I've thought about that myself. I certainly don't want two more liberal senators from Canada.
No. Right.
If Canada were to become the 51st state, we'd have to divide it up and make it multiple states and end up probably being about 56 different states.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, look, I don't think the end game for Donald Trump really is to make Canada the 51st state. I think he's certainly using it as a negotiation tactic because we have serious trade issues with Canada. And we also have serious security issues when it comes to our northern border, and certainly now with the Golden Dome. So I think Donald Trump's certainly using this as a negotiation tactic to get what he needs out of Canada on those two very important issues.
Yeah, Mike Hahn with us. Of course, he used to work for the Trump campaign. And Mike, you know, I've said this yesterday. I made the observation that the president brought up Ronald Reagan and the Strategic Defense Initiative with this whole Golden Dome idea. And Ronald Reagan used that as a tool at the time to drive the Soviet Union into ruin. And I almost have to wonder if Trump's not sort of doing the same thing. I mean, that's a massive undertaking to get completed in 4 years. You think it's realistic?
I do think it's realistic. I mean, when I think back to Trump's first term, he also was able to get the Space Force done, which was obviously a huge poke in the eye to some of these some of our adversaries. If you look at the response from Russia, China, and North Korea to the Golden Dome, they hate the idea. They think that it's going to lead to some type of like nuclear Armageddon in space. That's obviously not true. They hate the idea because it makes America significantly safer. And it is a vision that Reagan had. And if there's anyone to get it done and across the finish line, it's Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, you remember the policy back then they talked about was called MAD, mutually right. assured destruction. And if one country is protected from that, then suddenly there's no balance there between nuclear superpowers, and you could certainly see them trying to, like China, whose economy is on the brink, trying to somehow compete with the U.S. in that realm. I think he's using this as economic leverage as well.
I agree, and he's smart to do so. I mean, this is as much as we're trying to get Canada to the negotiation table, we're also trying to get China to the negotiation table as well. And those negotiations continue to take place on the tariffs. So China would be well advised to come to the table and negotiate with the president on the tariffs before their economy is completely destroyed, so that they can compete with the United States on defense. And they'd be smart to do so.
I got about a minute and a half left here. Mike Hahn is my guest. He worked on social media as the director for the Trump campaign. So on the tariff ruling last night by that court, I see this as a temporary setback. I mean, I think the president clearly has tariff authority here.
Yeah, I think the president clearly has tariff authority. And it's funny because they didn't come out and do this in the first term at all when President Trump used tariffs as threats. So, I mean, this is just more examples of war of lawfare and the Democrats using weaponized judicial system to try and stop the president, because they can't stop him in elections now. They can't stop him in Congress. So they're trying to weaponize the judiciary with these just whack job liberal judges. And I don't think it's going to stand, certainly not on appeal. The president obviously has authority.
I would agree with that. Mike Hahn, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Appreciate that. I think the Supreme Court will smack that down pretty quickly, just like John Kennedy said. Another judge, another day. And we move on. Lawfare is what that's commonly referred to, isn't it? Coming up, Tom Ackerman, we'll get him in here talking a little bit about the Cardinals and maybe the soccer team. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.